Kim, thank you for being with me today. At the Board of Regents meeting in December, you presented several visuals that were prepared for Murray State to consider what is becoming a growing issue, and that is traffic on 16th Street. I can't remember the number of cars you cited traverse that street every day.
Yeah, Kate, it's about 11,000 vehicles per day travel that street, along with about 3,000 to 4,000 during school pedestrians or students and faculty and staff crossing the street.
3,000 to 4,000.
Correct. That is a city street, so the city is working hard to try to make safety improvements on the street. So they have, of course, we have crosswalks there. They've installed these signs in the crosswalks to heighten the awareness of the crosswalks so that vehicular travelers can see people and they're more aware of people and pay attention. That's right. So the city has been doing that to try as really an initial measure to try to improve safety. But we're looking kind of long term. We know that something needs to be done there.
How many times have I driven there and just been daydreaming and look up and I'm like, oh, crosswalk. It's just a problem that the university and the city have sort of been watching for years.
Yeah.
And I gather that everyone's thinking that there should be another step of solution down the road sometime.
Yeah, that's right. They're just, with the high volume of vehicles and pedestrians, there are just a lot of opportunities for conflict and problems there. So the city has looked at a long-term plan for creating a thoroughfare that would replace 16th, in a sense, further out to the west. But that's such a major undertaking that we've been advised, and actually some discussions with our master plan consultants, that we ought to go ahead and try to look more immediate and try to make some more permanent changes sooner rather than later. So in working with the city, we teamed up to hire a consultant to do a study and to give us some recommendations for improvements on 16th that are more long-term rather than just the small things that the city is doing, like putting the devices in. So we had that done, and we have also met with the highway department about the report and some of the options in the report. And we are trying to get support from the state highway department also to try to make more substantial improvements to 16th.
Describe the two options that require some construction.
Okay. First option would be to keep the alignment of 16th in its present location, but just lower it so that we would have a difference in the pedestrian crossing level from the vehicular path. So it basically would be lowered for a section through the main part of campus. Then it would be elevated as you get further to the north, closer down to Houghton Ag and the Alexander Hall. It would be elevated at that point so that pedestrians could either go over or under the vehicular path. That's the most costly issue because it requires a lot of utility relocations. It requires retaining walls and just a lot of work to do that. So another option was looked at was to reroute 16th, so close 16th in its present location, but reroute it and kind of go around to the west of the science complex as we have it now. There's some property acquisition cost with that. It's a high cost, but not quite as much as the depressed, elevated section. But in the whole scheme of things, it's roughly about $1 million difference. So we wanted to present that to the board, get the board's thoughts on it. Really wasn't presented for approval, just to let them know that there are steps being taken to try to improve the situation there. And we're still working with the highway department. Don't know anything yet as to whether it will become a funded state project, but that's certainly what we're trying to do.
Seems to me that I recall that one of the members of the board was worried about the bleakness or the security measures having to do with the lowered portion being tunnel-like, and you said that was not the case. And you can see in the drawings that it's not really the case.
Yeah, right. We wouldn't probably be for it if we were just creating a tunnel through campus. There would be some high retaining walls, but those walls would be brick, be in the architecture and in the flavor of what we like to do on campus, but also some pretty nice sweeping slopes, particularly to the west, going back to the science complex, to Jesse D. Jones Hall and the biology building. And of course, we are planning to build another building over there on the west side of 16th, so it makes it even more important to try to make these improvements. But no, I didn't see that as a major problem, in that we will architecturally make it pleasing as you travel through there in a vehicle or cross as a pedestrian.
The other comment I recall is that the going around to the west of the science complex would mean that local traffic would be somewhat put out. I mean, it would require going around. But that, too, doesn't seem to be a major inconvenience.
No, it wouldn't be. It would add some time to the traveling north and south, but not a lot. We would be, of course, concerned about emergency vehicular response. We didn't think that was going to be a major issue. It's going to add a little more time, but not a lot. That really is the probably one of the downfalls to, or one of the negatives to that option, is that in the future, if the university keeps developing to the west, then we cross this problem again in the future.
Sure.
If we depress the thing now, get it sunk down, then we could still develop to the west and not have a conflict in the future. So.
Sure. Very interesting visioning, and I appreciate your coming in and speaking with us about it, because we're all pretty interested, especially those of us who don't pay attention when we drive.
You're not one of those, are you?
I'm not saying.
No. Thank you.